It is time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 2, Episode 9, Going Out Fighting. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, hit subscribe. We are also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me at Yael Teagle, Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And I'm joined by my gentleman, my man bots, Yumsicles.
Yumsicles?
Yumsicles.
Delicious frozen
Andrew Mena.
Hey guys, what's up?
I'm Andrew Mena. If you want to tweet at me about anything I say here or just about life in general, why not use at Andrew Mena?
Did you forget what it was?
No, I just thought that maybe if I seemed more interested, they'd be more interested.
Okay. And Tari J. Miller.
Hey guys, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. TauriJay. I'm also on the chat. So hit me up, I will be the voice of the fans.
Bam, 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 bam.
All right. That was fine.
Thank you. Thank
guys, you. Season 2, Episode 9, Going Out Fighting. Let's start with the thing everyone wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Four and Nick's get it on.
Yeah, they do.
They get
their
fix.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, though.
That said, on this ship, that does not negate, for those who are tweeting at me, that that means my dreams are crushed. Wrong. On this ship, that does not negate the possibility of Twix happening. That is right. Two and Nyx can still get together. Why am I talking like Tari?
Because it is fun.
And contagious.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
go. Talk about your fix.
Oh, man. Go ahead, buddy.
I just want to smack down what you're saying really quickly. And that from a story standpoint,
yes.
I feel like, from a story standpoint, I feel like it would be weird to have two be in another love triangle in that she was with three and one in the first.
Well, that was a triangle. This one's not a triangle.
Well, yes, it would be if she got involved
with Nyx. Sorry, I apologize. It's not a love triangle. It's a
love-making triangle.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like a love factory.
Yes. I think the only thing that made it worth it for me, aside from how good Nyx looked, because she looked great.
This was like the most of a sex scene that we've gotten out of a sex scene in this show.
Although, why was she wearing a top?
Yeah.
Right?
We got a fair amount of like back. And like stuff.
But she was still wearing a top.
That's true. You're right. It was still, but it was more than we've gotten, is my point.
Maybe it was cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
the
it's
rest
cold
of her
in
was
space.
Underneath.
It is a vacuum, you guys.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay. It is crazy that they would even take their clothes off. There should be some sort of sex pod that's nice and warm.
Also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joanna is bubbly.
Yeah.
Says to tell you that polyamory is a thing and great. So they still believe in your ships.
Thanks. Also, I'm fully aware of polyamory. Thank you.
It's a song by Breaking Benjamin.
Great. Also,
Breaking Benjamin, the greatest president.
Okay. But the post-sex scene where they're talking was so great.
Yes.
Loved how awkward that
was.
So
awkward.
And then the even better was when Three jumps in with the, you're really going at it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
Three,
my gosh.
Make that awkward.
Makes it.
Absolutely.
And just his grin, his jerky grin as he's just like, I know. No, I know what you were doing.
We all know what you were doing.
You feel awkward?
Good. Bow staffs and swords.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I think when Five figures it out, it's like,
oh. She's like, oh no. Okay. I'm going to,
Yeah.
That's great.
So guys, two and Nyx can still happen. So calm the F down with telling me, nah, it's over. Your dreams are dead.
I mean, they're not dead. I mean, we haven't seen the body.
Right.
But they're probably hanging out with Derek Moss and Devin.
They're definitely hanging out with Devin. Uh-huh. All right, let's talk, speaking of four, let's talk about his stuff that he's been going through this episode.
Mm.
Four has his divided loyalties issue, and we have that nice little conversation with Six on the Marauder
where he's like, I don't know what to do. If I had my memories, I could help, and I should help, but I'm loyal to our team, and wah, 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 I'm whining. No? Nobody else heard the whines?
Nope. You are the only one who felt that way about that discussion.
I wouldn't describe him as we whining. Him.
Sorry, Alex. I'm upset with him right now.
Okay. You're allowed to be upset, but we still love him.
I mean, he looked great. Oh, I just want to point that out.
He always looks great.
Yeah, really.
You go, Alex.
Oh, yeah. But his whole whininess, his whole storyline of how he should help his people, I guess... I'm bitter. Go on.
Yeah. Are you bitter because we've seen a version of him already that does that? Or I guess we haven't seen him technically. He portrayed that guy.
No, I'm bitter because of what he did to Nyx.
Okay. And I mean by...
Did to Nyx, I mean what she did to him.
Yes, consensually.
Yeah, so what they did to each other.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. I was like, her brother, that's not even a thing though.
Oh, no, but that's going to play out real fun.
Well, yeah, probably. Unfortunately, I wanted to believe so badly that she already knew that he had died. There's so much in the dialogue I felt like that supported that. And then it's just like, no, she doesn't.
I agree.
I feel like it makes it a richer, slow burn, though.
I guess
because we get to see their relationship unfold. Relationship.
Yeah.
With air quotes for the listeners.
Yeah.
And then we get to have that big whammy come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. But not to say that Four is whining. I think that this really makes his character intriguing because he's the only one who actually wants his old memories, and he's also the closest to his old self out of everyone.
True.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that with what we saw in the promo, not to get into spoilers or predictions, but I think that's going to play out next episode.
Yeah.
But until then, at this point, I went, ooh, what if he's the one who betrays them? Because, like, we still have that somebody's going to betray this team.
That's true.
That's hanging
that's
over
hanging
us.
Over
and
us.
I think every step that everyone makes, we all go, ooh, what if it's that one? Ooh, what if it's that one? And that was the moment where I went, good. Yeah.
Ooh.
Beautifully done. All right. I want to jump into the main body of the story this week, which was two. Speaking of bodies.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
But before we do, I want to take a moment. I'm going to do it on the top of the show so we can really jump into the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much to everyone who's joined us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat and checking us out on iTunes. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes, subscribe. That way you don't miss a single episode. But also rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. Because the other stars, they do not work. Yes. Leave a comment. Bang on your keyboard. Write an emoji. So it can be as short as a word or emoji. Or as long as 3 lines. Because we probably won't read more than that. Because we got a show to do. But we will read your review. Whatever you type. Live. On the air. Right here. To say thank you. Because we really appreciate it. We are almost through the season, which is heartbreaking.
I know.
But we appreciate you. And to do that, Tari is going to read some reviews.
Yes! It's Tari review time.
Mm-hmm. That is a smooth voice.
Thank you. We have 3 reviews this week. First one, great for fans, 5 stars by Surf Billy Clegane. AfterBuzz hosts are super fans. Overall, if you love Dark Matter and want to hear from the other people who love it, you will dig this podcast. If you want to hear why Dark Matter is not as good as The Wire, then this is not the podcast you're looking for.
Great note.
We should watch The Wire.
It's a good show, guys.
Oh, but also, that is a correct...
Yes,
I think, like,
that's true.
Yes, great,
very
sure.
Astute.
This is not the show that will tell you that Dark Matter is not as good as The Wire.
No. It's a very specific thing that someone would look for.
Yeah. I'm looking for a show... where they tell me that the show is not as good as The Wire.
Which is most shows. So,
is it? Wow.
Kind of.
What a show The Wire must be, you guys.
Well, it's mostly if you're looking for people to tell you that shows aren't as good as The Wire, there are lots of them. The Wire, you can... The Wire's great.
Okay.
Great.
But, yeah, that's it.
Thank you for the review!
Thank you!
And just to wrap that one up, showrunner Joseph Malozzi usually participates in the chats, so there are often inside hints. Which is true.
Yeah. He is not here today.
That's
so
true.
Tell him we were great.
Yes. Tweet Joseph Malozzi and tell them we're your favorites.
Also, ask him where my shirt is.
Yeah. Tell him to put us on the show.
All right, calm down. Girl, you need to calm down. Right.
Some favors are all thrown out here.
Give us some cars.
My shirt.
All right, number two. it's D8, so I'm assuming it's date.
Date. Nice.
Yes. Five stars Rob Edgen.
Is it a happy face?
I don't...
Is it a sad face? Is it a screaming face?
I don't know.
It's a
D and an A. It's a D and an A.
Okay,
an a. Go. Date.
I think that's a screaming face.
Go. Oh my! Yell was right. The other stars don't work. I usually watch the after shows on YouTube live if I can. And I have to say, the chemistry between you guys and the passion you have for the show keeps me tuned in. Plus, yell is me whenever hotness is on the screen.
Thanks.
Nice.
I think you the best girl. Part was when I said yell was right, and I went, what did I predict that was right? Because I'm usually way wrong.
It's true.
I like to predict things that are wrong.
Me too. Remember when they were werewolves?
It's never too late.
I did think about that this episode.
Yes.
Yes, good. Thank you. Date or D8 or Screaming Face?
Rob Edgen. Rob Edgen.
Rob Edgen.
Rob Edgen.
Rob Edgen.
And
me?
Then the
what
last
did you
one.
Call me? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Need more stars! Exclamation point says Woo! Destiny Morna.
Yay!
If only.
It was a 5-star review.
Yay!
It's not enough.
This is the best podcast panel. It deserves more than 5 stars.
Aww.
I thoroughly enjoy listening to Yell and Tari and Andrew review each episode.
Well,
they are truly
like
fans of the show,
that?
And it comes through in their enthusiasm and passion.
Yay!
It's fun to geek out with them and recap the episodes. I appreciate that they interact with us fans, with the stars and executives of the show as well.
Aww.
I never miss a podcast and look forward to Sundays almost as much as the show itself. 5 stars. Wish it could be more.
Oh, that's so Aww. Sweet.
Thank you.
Thank Aww. You. Thanks, guys. All right, let's jump into two.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you insist.
Yes. Calm down.
All right.
Me first.
Girl.
okay, so two is down. 5 discovers her. Dashing my dreams of that ship. no? Okay. So her nanites are shutting down. I like that we tell Nyx what's going on because it made me realize at this point, Nyx has no idea. But also now that we've told her, I really don't trust her. I'm done. I'm done trusting her now that she knows.
Really?
Yes, I didn't trust her before. And now I don't trust her again.
Okay. Yeah. A little unreasonable, but your trust is very, it's flimsy, so I'm sure by next week you'll be fine.
That sounds totally reasonable. all right, so her nanites are shutting down. We end up getting this surge. She has 24 hours to live or to get better nanites before her nanites shut down, right? That's basically what we have.
Yes.
So we go to Dr. Will Wheaton's building on Earth. His name was Alex Rook.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue to refer to him as Dr. Will Wheaton. I just want that noted.
So you know, guys.
We're talking about Dr. Alex Rook, who made two. Rebecca, as her name was.
Apparently.
Yes. Tari.
So this I was telling Yael and Andrew that I regretted naming our regular android Royd Becca, or at least the human version of her, because we now have a Rebecca. Because
you forgot that her name was Rebecca.
Yes. Which probably explains why I chose the name Royd Becca, because I was like, android, Rebecca, whoa, human android, because that's what I sound like when I'm not on the mic.
That's
exactly
true.
What you sound like.
Yes.
You're doing a voice right now.
Yeah. This is my host voice. This is my normal voice, but I digress. I wish I could go back in time and tell past me that Royd Becca would be perfect for two, because that is her name, and that's what she is.
Yes.
That's
my sadness.
Now.
I'm sorry.
I live with my mistakes.
You know who else lives with his mistakes? Hmm. Let's talk about Eric Waver,
who
was caught on future Tinder. That's right. If you guys notice, he's looking at faces and swiping.
Oh, man.
It's future. Guys, that's what Tinder's going to be like.
He's caught on future Tinder. You're right.
It was so
funny. Oh, no.
Because that's when they...
he did look like a guy who was like, just maybe I'll like have a date soon.
Right. But like the way he's like, there's a knock at the door. Let's shut this down. No one needs to know I'm on Tinder.
Oh, true. I was like, what is he doing? And he's, all right.
He's future Tindering.
He's future Tindering.
Or those are local girls waiting for his call.
Oh, no.
One
no.
of those. It's
pop-ups.
Like,
local
come on, guys.
Service droids.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Right? Yes. Okay, so we find out who he is. He was one of the people who helped build Two. He was part of the team. He fell in love with her.
Did he fall in love? Was it a father-daughter thing? You think it was in love?
I think it was...
gross.
I think it was gross.
I thought it was nice.
I don't think it was gross.
I don't know if you guys have met me, but I always think it's gross.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm Yell.
I thought it was nice. I thought there was like this... there are this reference to it, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of looked at her like this person that shouldn't be suffering.
Right, and then he fell for her.
Mm.
As he would feed her and teach her. And that's why she didn't kill him, is because they were meant to be.
I don't think so.
No.
I imagine this man is real lonely and sad.
He can be as lonely and sad as he wants, but he doesn't have to be creepy about it. I feel like he's just
I disagree. I think he has to be lonely, sad, and creepy.
Well, I respectfully disagree.
Yeah.
I thought he was a sweet guy, and I thought it was really tragic the way that it went down. I hope he, like everyone else that's been shot in this show, I don't believe he's dead. He'll come back, you guys.
I actually believe he's dead.
He's coming back, you guys.
Sorry.
I mean, I saw it as... very much like a, if it's hard to say, call it like an animal trainer.
Yeah.
But that's how I saw it. Whereas like a gorilla who is being experimented on, mm-hmm. and he ingratiates and teaches the gorilla like
and falls in love.
No.
No, not like a, not that kind of love. Yeah. But like no. Loves the gorilla. Yeah.
Tell me more about how much he loves this gorilla.
Wood gorilla.
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize.
I missed the scene with the gorilla.
I will stop talking.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
Yes.
Okay.
I felt really bad for him because he was a very sympathetic character.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that he did this thing that he really was not into and then ended up dying for it was this huge bummer.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole time they're coming in and he's like, I refuse. I won't help you. And they strong arm him. But he also was kind of a willing... participant,
yeah.
that he wanted her to survive.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I think.
Yeah.
I think he was.
That's his crime. He's caring about her.
Yeah. He cares about her, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
But it's not. Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
Two things.
Uh-oh.
Everyone loves your future Tinder thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's what I saw that it was. I was like, this is clearly future dinner.
Yeah. And people do not
agree.
People do not agree that he fell in love. Ivan Soto specifically was like, it was definitely a father-daughter type relationship. Because that's how Ivan Soto talks.
Thanks, Ivan Soto.
My apologies, Ivan Soto.
I'm not making fun of you. I just like personifying these words.
Yeah. And yeah. sound effects.
Also, that felt very positive. I liked it.
Good.
So then we get... okay, so we meet his coworkers who made me giggle so much.
Oh my
much.
Gosh, I loved them.
Can we... okay, so...
secret stars of this episode.
So we can agree, sure, it wasn't a romantic love. I'll agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you will also agree, this part I was not making up. When she tells them to sit down, and they sat down...
immediately. Immediately.
And
it was
then,
so cute and hilarious.
What line was it? Tari, what line was it that she says to them, and he looks like he clearly pooped himself?
it was something like, you don't have a choice, or something to that effect, and he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the bigger one clearly pooped himself.
Yeah, if you go back, you'll see that he's wearing different pants in the next
scene.
I'm telling you, he was so scared, he was scared itless.
You're saying that there's a scene in there where she's like, put on some new pants, where they just cut that out. They're like, we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Just switch his pants.
Anyway,
yeah.
The retinal scan, that may have been it when he was like, we need your eyes.
Yeah.
That was when he pooped himself. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that happened. if not, amazing performance. I believed it happened. Speaking of performances, let's talk about Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Mm.
I can't take him seriously, guys. When I look at Wil Wheaton, I see Wil Wheaton from The Big Bang Theory playing this character.
Interesting.
He does not look like a villain to me. He doesn't scare me.
Oh, go ahead.
You want me to be critical? It's not The Wire.
Here's what I'll say about that. Here's what I'll say about that.
Which Wil Wheaton is also in.
Is he?
He's not.
No.
Not at all.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm going to check. I want to look it up on IMDb.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What I was going to say... is that there's something really scary about Wil Wheaton to me personally, about this, like, scruffy white dude who just has science money.
Tell me more, scruffy white dude.
Right? they're really scary, those guys. I mean, I don't want to come up against one, but no. There's something really scary about him particularly because he doesn't take himself seriously. And I agree that it would be really easy to look at it and think like, oh, he's just kind of being like foolish. But I think it's like this it's what I wish Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor wasn't. It's that like I'm gonna be like a little like wide eyed and crazy and devil may care and also kind of scruffy and like, do I give a crap about anything? No. And also I'm gonna kill people and it's gonna be crazy for you.
So you think what's scary about him is that he feels like a I'm just gonna smile as I shoot you kind of guy.
More like he's a he's like super petty and he's like vindictive and weird, and weird things will set him off and make him angry. Yeah, he just reminds me of like a school shooter. Like he just seems like what?
Wow.
He
go
just
on.
Like put a trench coat on that character and he seems like he might just be like, "Well, oh, this time I've made a creation that's going to show you all." Like basically, he just seems very like angry and sad and like he's lashing out because he's really lonely or something.
Yeah. To kind of piggyback off of that, he reminds me of the Toyman character from like from like comics where he's kind of a man trapped in a boy's body and everything in this world is a plaything for him. And so he can do with it how he fit. So he's like sometimes he's Sid from Toy Story where he can destroy what he's created and everything that is within his power to adjust or manipulate, he will because it's fun for him. And so, like, I get that piece of him being menacing in that he, you can never really tell what he's going to do. But I also kind of agree with you in that have him being, if he was not played by Will Wheaton, I think it would be easier to take him as a menacing character, but we've seen him in so many different roles that it's hard not to layer that on. It's the Will Smith effect.
Yes, I like that. But I also agree with what you're saying about the toys and stuff. The personal shield moment was when he was like, I built a personal shield. I wanted to test it out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to say now, I believe they stole from him. I believe they took a prototype.
Oh, I hope so.
They have to. There's no way we brought that amazing tech in and are not taking one.
I'm sure we'll use it again, regardless, but I hope they have one. You're right.
Yes?
Little Smiles 86 says, yes, smarmy! That's exactly the word I would use to describe him.
Smarmy.
Smarmy.
It's a great word.
I wish he was more smarmy. He was not smarmy enough for me.
I can see that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can see that. You need a little swarm.
I need a little more.
Yeah.
So Eric gets taken out. Okay.
Sadly.
Yeah, I like him. I like the idea of them having an ally in Dr. Will Wheaton's lab. Yeah. On Earth, I like the idea of them having an ally on Earth.
Theoretically, those other two guys are still alive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably cleaning themselves up because they pooped themselves.
Because they pooped everywhere.
All over Eric's apartment.
It was
apartment.
A mess. That deleted scene is hilarious, you guys. Like, I believe, like, did you see how funny they were, though? I gotta believe that they filmed more and just weren't able to make it into time. So if there are deleted scenes, Malozzi, if you watch this later, please post them somewhere
Somebody
on your
tell
blog.
Malozzi.
Because I want to see... I want to see the pooping scene.
Me too.
Yes.
You too?
Yeah. We are comedians.
Yep. Okay. Not going to let that one slide.
No.
Gross phrasing.
So then we have this great fight, which I'd like to discuss, between Two and the Man-Bot.
Ugh.
Also known as the Yum-Bot.
I called him Model Lips. Version 2.0.
Guys, that's Justin Howell. Somebody find him on Twitter for me, because I could not.
Justin making yell howl with affection.
Nice.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's you were half
hashtag okay. it, yeah.
Hashtag?
I called him Man-Becca.
Stop!
He's not going to be confused.
Hashtag Man-Becca.
Ever.
Man-Bot.
Well, I won't need to use it again.
Model lips. Yum-Bot. I think his model lips were really the focal point of his... Well, maybe not for you.
I was like, who was looking at his face?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hashtag Man-Becca is currently trending in the studio.
Hooray!
Yum-Bot, guys.
Man-Becca Gun-Wreck.
Yum-Bot?
Yum-Bot.
I also, for you... You Mega Man fans out there, referred to him as Proto Man, because he is a prototype, and he is also a man. Proto Man.
Yeah.
For you fans of Mega Man out there.
So I thought he was weird.
I really was not a fan of his face.
Nope. And he also threw her by her face. Like, he just doesn't care about faces.
Yeah, he's not an efficient killer.
No. I would say. He's not efficient at any, like, I feel like they just, like, they, like, meep, we're opening this, like, machine that he, like, is sleeping in, and he, like, was like, oh, I'm alive, and they're like, now go fight her. And he's like, fight? But what? And so I think that's the monster we got.
I really like that.
What's happening?
I wish we would have seen that
scene. But he didn't have language yet, so.
Right.
Yeah. What a tragedy of that guy, really. Then you think about it. He was born to die.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He is someone I said is not dead, right? His nanites are totally going to heal him.
Maybe.
Because he was shot a bunch of times originally and didn't. It didn't affect him.
Right.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but it definitely bounced right off his beautiful pecs.
I mean, it didn't bounce off his beautiful head, though.
Well, I feel
true.
Like...
True. It went through.
Straight through his head.
So they can heal that up.
Heal around it.
I felt like they were using stun blasters originally against him. Yeah. And then Four came in with bullets.
Mm. Yeah.
And those were the ones that penetrated.
And then his sword.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I was like, Four, good call on the sword. Thank you for bringing that in.
Yeah.
Just in case. He's a zombie of some kind. I don't know how robots work in this world right now. I just want to make sure it's dead.
Yumbot is not dead, guys. I don't think so. I think Eric is, but Yumbot is not.
If he comes back, I hope he comes back like a baby again. And he's just like, I don't know who you are because the bullet went
again,
through my brain.
Because we already saw that.
The part of my brain
where I remember the idea of like a half face melted off version.
Ooh, like a Terminator or a Two-Face.
You're kind of like a I've been through some stuff face, but that's the body still looks great.
And then we'll, like, give him a cool, like, eye patch.
Sure, but also we should take that shirt off him.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Just kind of open-shirted.
Yeah.
Right. Like a little vest.
Yeah.
Aladdin style.
Yes?
Two things.
Yes.
Always.
Tell us the things.
Wait.
Number
is
one.
Is this about the guys who pooped themselves?
Because I love them.
Yeah.
All right.
First of all, everyone loves Manbeka. The chat is going crazy with Manbeka.
I don't believe you. I feel like you can say that because we're not in the chat.
Hey, the chat knows that I'm telling the truth.
We just have to take him at his word.
Yumbot. Go on.
He could be looking at nothing behind that screen.
Yeah.
His computer does not work. Yes, the second thing.
Little Smiles 86 says, I think y'all wants to swipe right for Manbeka.
Oh, on Feature Tinder.
Yeah. And then extra bonus thing, not from the chat. It's a classic Bushido move.
Oh,
when you
go on
defeat your opponent to use your sword to sever their spine from their head.
Mm.
Right.
So you usually stab into the neck and then you twist so that you can make sure that your opponent is dead.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sounds or something that would accompany that? Maybe you could make those for us.
Oh, yes. Please. Something to the effect of quick.
Oh, great.
Sorry, to
so listen for that when you're doing your ritual disembalming.
Yes.
Disemboweling.
Yeah. It's not
or embalming. No, you can embalm.
It's closest to disembalming.
Whatever kind of embalming.
Okay. You're way off.
Yeah.
Okay. You're way off.
You
sorry.
Know what, guys? I don't know what. I don't know the ins and outs of murder, okay?
Yes.
Ken from Chicago says,
yes.
Yo, clearly his shirt was so restrictive.
It was.
It really was. He would have lived through that fight had that shirt not been there.
Yeah.
Guys, his name is Justin Howell.
Justin, if you're watching
Justin
this.
Howell.
Hi, I'm Yael.
Hey, Justin.
All right.
Come by the show. Say hi to Yael for us.
Absolutely.
But we want to be here for that, so.
No.
Come hang out. Oh, okay. Damn.
All right, so let's talk about... we're not going to talk about 3 yet.
No, yeah.
Before we move on to 3, I want to real quick touch on the transfer... the transfusion from the Manbot. That's right. Tari was correct.
Right.
He called the vampires.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, studio audience, for the delay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. How does it feel to be right?
It feels almost par for the course, I must say. I'm arrogant.
Okay. And the blink drive was put on the Marauder. That was a crazy twist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the android this episode.
Okay.
So we see this moment with her in 5.
Yeah.
I like the Android in 5. I'm not shipping it. Calm down.
Okay. Fair.
That's all.
I appreciate you giving us that disclaimer at the end. Mm-hmm. No, I also like the relationship between them because I feel like they both feel like outcasts more so than the other team, because that's, I think, a bad way to phrase it. But I think in a really similar vein, like, they are vibrating on the same wavelength of loneliness.
Well, I would even say more so, because when Two is stuck, right, when she's sick and she's stuck back on the ship and she goes, they can't just go out there and do everything and leave me here. I was like, yeah, now you know how 5 feels.
Yeah.
This is how 5 feels every week. Time, yeah. You and the team go out and you're like, you need to stay safe.
Yeah. You're too young to risk your life.
You're too weak to do this.
When really, she was the most successful field mission agent they have. Well, maybe not the most, but twice. One of the most. Yeah, she survived that one mission that both 3 and 4 got murdered on.
She shot 3 and 4.
Yeah, but still, they got murdered. The consequence of which aren't important.
She shot them.
You go with it for sure, but they still died on that mission.
She did get us the blink drive.
So, throwing that out there.
Yeah. You had something about the Android you wanted to say.
Yes. I think before I was saying that she was acting real weird. Mm-hmm. I like that even though she's not the like human-y version of herself, she's still showing so much emotion and she's relating to people on a human level. Like that moment when she was like hanging out with 5 and we had the cute little hot chocolate moment.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Like that moment where she says everything's going to be fine, and then you see she has her back to 5, and that look of worry in her face was really nuanced and really amazingly done.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe's like, amazing.
Zoe, we love you.
Okay, calm down.
So just her progression from the beginning of the season to now is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that hot chocolate scene, hilarious.
So funny. I wrote that down. Did you know these tastes? I have taste receptors. This many of them.
Would you like to try it?
Yeah.
Mine.
Takes it, steals it completely.
Yeah, just
walks away
mug.
With it.
It's her mug.
I wanted to believe she bought. She has more hot chocolate now. She drinks hot chocolate all the time.
Well, I also would like to believe that. Unfortunately, at the end of the episode, she says, "I've decided to charge," which is the best. She's like. This whole episode has made me realize, this whole adventure, I should charge more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go plug in. Let me know if you need me. I feel like that's what happens when people get new phones and they forget that they need to charge them. Right? You, like, get a new phone, you're like, yeah. Oh, wait, I have to charge this thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing that needs to happen.
But only with Android phones.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Great job.
I'm here all week, guys.
Hashtag comedian.
Thanks.
And then, we'll get into more of the Android, but we need to talk about 3. But she wakes up and she seems human. That's how the episode ends. But let's talk about 3. Yes, go.
Really quickly, I just want to say that there is a really great moment between 2 and the Android where she says that her power, like, her real strength is willpower.
Mm.
I thought it was really cool and interesting. And also, maybe indicative of something for the future. I think that maybe that'll come back, though, because the willpower of 2 is pretty undeniable.
Yeah.
She's kind of a force of nature.
I also really appreciated when 3 was like, what? She has nanites? You need nanites. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. I'm 3. I don't understand science. Yep. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Because 3, I also don't understand science. Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, sciencey-winesy.
Yeah. It requires reading, and we know you don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to read. Let's talk about 3 and the parasite.
Oh, man.
For
the parasite, then, let's talk about what was that mini Cthulhu monster?
Here's a question. How did they insert it into him?
Did it have to be inserted, or is it the kind of thing that, like, worms its way into you?
Yeah. How did it worm its way in?
Do you think orally?
Yes.
No.
It was
don't think orally.
Orally.
Eerily?
No. Go on.
Nasally?
Okay.
Okay. We've exhausted all...
I'm going to get IV.
IV?
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 We're thinking IV.
Osmosis?
Anywho.
What were you thinking?
Or IP?
IP? IP address?
Yes.
Yes, it was through the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't have a firewall, so it's good.
Anywho. All right. So then when Three is brought back to the ship and something is clearly wrong, we find out that his neural activity is consistent with REM sleep. Yeah, so Three is in there. He's just not awake.
He's basically passed out.
He is a stasis pod, yes?
Okay. So I like to refrain from bringing in other nerd things.
Please bring in other nerd things.
But it was very much... So there were two things that this parasite was reminiscent of. Mm-hmm. One was the Black Mercy from the DC universe, mm-hmm. where it's this plant, it's a telekinetic plant that essentially puts you in a dream state and allows you to be controlled. But also it was very much like the symbiote from the Marvel universe that essentially joins with you and your body, and it allows you to have extra abilities and things of that sort, and it's a black goo that comes from space. So I'd like to think that Dark Matter is a prequel to Spider-Man.
Interesting.
I love this. Nerd.
Also point out that if you guys remember Animorphs, the Yurks actually did this exact same thing, where they are tiny slug monsters that go through your ear into your brain in the nooks and crannies to control your mind, and that is like the main villains of the Animorphs world. So... we're going to get some shape-shifting characters, you guys. Someone's going to turn into a red-tailed hawk. Calling it now.
When we saw Three, when he was in their prison on their ship and he starts screaming, I'm pretty sure I shouted, "Werewolf!"
Werewolf.
I thought of you.
It was almost true, you guys. Yeah. So close to werewolves.
Yeah. Is there something in the chat that you want to share? I saw you smile, which makes me unhappy.
I feel like there's a lot of funny stuff going on in there.
Your smiles scare me.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
They're just a little creepy. I have Will Wheaton smiles.
They're Will Wheaton smiles. Oh, no.
No, I mean, Ken from Chicago says... I read that wrong.
But what does Ken from Chicago say?
Says, rectally?
That
little smiles 86 says... retinally?
Retinally. There you go. Yes,
I read those as the same.
Yeah.
So both of them said the same thing in your head?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yep. And then we have other examples of what this alien could be.
Sure.
So Ken from Chicago also says black oil from X-Files.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then... Ken from Chicago's again says Wrath of Khan brain slugs. Renji 90998 says I loved Animorphs.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tobias.
Okay. Yeah, no.
It's called reading, okay?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to do that. I don't know. She only listens to podcasts.
I'm trying, you guys.
I do. Anyway, so they try to put Three in a stasis pod, but the parasite tries to escape. I'm calling it a parasite because I can't think of what else to call it.
Squid monster. It was like a purple Cthulhu squid monster, purple. Storm
what
monster.
Are your colors?
It was like black and purple. There's purple. If there was not purple, you tweeted me.
Oh, maybe
a picture of it.
The hand suctiony thing.
There's right. purple in there, yeah.
Yeah, but the like smoke was black.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but also the black smoke monster from Black Smoke Monster Lost,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely an element of like it was like some sort of storm or something. Like it had like obviously it maybe has some sort of like shifting like elements powers where it can become like a mist or a fog or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out as a goo as well when it was trying to escape through his mouth.
That's just so strange.
I guess as it was trying to escape through its mouth and eyes, throughout Three's mouth and eyes and nose, I guess that's how it got in. Fine.
I guess.
Speaking of Three's eyes,
mm-hmm.
Three's beautiful.
That's what I was gonna say. Is like
Anthony has some great eyes.
He has really highlighted by the black behind it. Mm-hmm. Kudos to the special effects team because the effect was really cool.
It was really rad.
But like seeing the dark behind his blue eyes like made them pop. and it made me realize that he has really pretty eyes.
When we were looking at him doing the retinal scan, I was like, wow, those eyes are dreamy.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to see him do it like three times because it kept getting rejected.
He's got some pretty eyes.
He does.
He's a fellow with pretty eyes.
Anthony. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We're talking about what its origins could possibly
be.
Do you think he made it?
Here's what's weird. They spaced it.
Yes.
I don't think it's dead.
I don't think it is either.
Habeas corpus.
Well, let's talk about... No, I mean, do you think...
Sorry to interrupt you. Good. It's just what a waste of an introduction and what a waste of bringing it on and them going, what is it? I have no idea. And they killed it. And now that storyline is over. I feel like that's a waste.
It's not over. It's definitely not over.
You think it's still in him?
Well, that's interesting, too. I don't think it's still in him, personally. But that's just because I hope it's not still in him. I think it's either, like, I think that that little squid monster, either there are a ton more, or, like, it's like a hive that they, like, get on some weird planet or something. Or it's something that he created, which is almost worse. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's something that he's able to replicate and then just be like, hey, I got another one for you. Guess what? This one's stronger. And I, like, programmed it to have all the memories of your last encounter with it, so it's going to, like, know what you were doing. And, like, it's going to be the Incredibles sort of monster where it, like, it learns from its past mistakes.
Ugh, the worst.
And grows.
Sentinels.
Learns. Ugh.
I can make nerd references, too.
Nice.
Learning. Sentinels.
Sentinels.
What do you guys...
I'm a big X-Men fan.
What do you guys think... We can tell.
I say wearing a rogue shirt.
What do you guys think its intention was? Do you think it was just to sabotage the ship? Do you think it was to observe and report or something else?
I think it was supposed to be taking over three and kind of replacing him because he's still there, but he's sleeping.
Right.
So I think it was supposed to replace him to report back, to sabotage, to just take note.
Okay.
To start up drama, it was the thing that was like, well, you're trusting him again to six.
Yep.
You can't trust anything he says.
He was pretty volatile. Yeah. Right. No, I totally think you're right. I think he was like basically a spy like sent by them to like record. Maybe there's even like a function where they're like watching on the other side, like what the thing is seeing through him or something. Especially if he created it, it could be like that technologically linked in some way. He has weird like force field shields. So yeah, it's possible. I think that its mission was just reconnaissance, that it was trying to like figure things out. Maybe sabotage and shutting stuff down, but I think mostly just like learning their secrets and what they have, what they know, and where it is. So,
well, to piggyback off that, we do have this great moment where the android has been cataloging the illegal tech from storage, which, first off, three is correct that he needs to see that list.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's a huge throwaway line that we're supposed to ignore, but like... She's been cataloging all of the illegal tech that they have.
A list of everything.
Which means they have quite a bit if you need to log it. Yes,
if you have an inventory.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this parasite has to play into something. And I feel like maybe it plays into next episode.
Mm.
Which means maybe we want to head into predictions. What?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Arriving the waves of creepy sounds.
Before we get into predictions, I want to take a moment to let everyone know something very important. Next week, we will be doing our show on Tuesday, September 6th at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So mark your calendars. We will not be doing the Dark Matter After Show on Sunday. It will be Tuesday, September 6th at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mark it.
Yeah. So you can enjoy your Labor Day weekends without worrying about missing our show.
Sorry.
It's a big worry, I imagine. They're like, yes. I want to go to Disneyland, but the after show for Dark Matter's on.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Right.
You can still go to Disneyland.
Enjoy and your long weekend.
They're all thinking, oh, I have all these barbecues to go to on Monday. I won't have any time Sunday to do anything. But prepare my pants to be extending from all those barbecues.
Predictions.
That's what
in
I do.
In the promo, we see the android who is in that bed and she's kissing a man. Is that man Victor? It looked like it was Victor. Is this a dream? It looked like it was a dream. The red android makes an appearance and she's talking to two and she says, I do believe you've been targeted. Five says, if we delete her personality matrix, it's the same as killing her. Correct.
Yes.
And four, I guess, is sent to delete the neural imprints because that's what's happening. And he looks like he doesn't really want to. That is what we have from the promo.
Mm-mm-mm.
Prediction.
So my main prediction is if I were to lay out how I think the episode is gonna go.
Yeah.
I think that now that, because they laid the seed that the android's going into her recharging station.
Yeah.
So she's going to have an actual dream. My assumption is that in this dream, since she's connected to the ship, those personality profiles or brain implants,
neural imprints,
yeah. Are going to invade this dream. And so she is going to be fighting those imprints in her dream, which means that the ship itself will be targeting the people in real life. And so that's going to be the main piece of the conflict.
Okay. I like it. I can totally see it. I want to think that part of the parasite somehow latched onto some part of the ship and is infiltrated while she went to charge, jumped in there and started making her see. Because we understand that it can work while you're dreaming or while you seem like you're in REM. Mm-hmm. And so I like the idea that the parasite is controlling her and she's now stuck in this dream state and can't get out.
I love it.
And that is why the ship is now targeting them. And I think that the four stuff that we've been hearing about his whole divided loyalties and if he should go back and blah, 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 whiny, whiny in my head. I think that is why when he is sent to delete the neural imprints, he doesn't do it. And I think that is the betrayal.
Mm.
Boom.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I just want to say.
Thank you. God, this studio audience is like delayed.
Yeah. They're very agreeable.
Yeah, thanks. They're really far
specifically
away
with me.
I think is what it is.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to say, my theory about the wooden cabin that the android wakes up in and the man that she's with.
Yes.
I think that maybe the upgrade has to do with it. Maybe there's an internet, like a matrix, if you will, that they can upload into and like be together basically physically in a different world,
so
if that makes sense.
Kiva via and internet. Victor can be together.
Right. If you look at her hair, her hair is not normal android hair.
It is letting my hair down. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I'm going to say, if we get some Kiva Victor playtime, I'm in.
So I would love for them to be connecting through the, internet, basically.
Yeah.
And then have that creature muck that noise up, because that would be crazy interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea, your idea, of them basically using the android as a backdoor. So it's like they're all on a local ethernet, or, intranet. And so they're hacking that, using her as a foray, in order to essentially... Even if it was the Black Mercy or the goo, or it was someone else who wanted to access the memories that they have in those brain imprints,
because
I imagine that there's a lot of loot that they have information on and other stuff that people could want. So essentially, hacking those means that you have all the information that they've ever had.
So do you think that Victor, going on your idea, that Victor and the other humanoids, human androids, it was an intentional move to give her the upgrade?
If you're asking my opinion, I don't think that. I think that, her dream would be to be with Victor because she likes him.
Yeah.
I think that it's more related to the fact that, the Weasley guy, whose name I do not remember, their agent...
Yeah.
Essentially,
yeah.
Now that he knows that she has the upgrade, so I think that he could be selling that information to someone.
Oh, their stupid agent.
Oh, that's
I got a
stupid.
Lot of hatred for Idiot. Hating on him.
Yes.
Predictions from the chat.
Yes. Diripa? 06, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, says, maybe you have something to do with the time they forgot their recent memories when the android went offline. Mm. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop, boop.
Yes?
I'm just reading things.
You're just saying boop.
Everyone believes that 4 will definitely be the traitor. Ivan Soto does not want 4 to get his memories back. Ivan Soto also reminds me that Kalchek is the name of the Weasley agent.
Yes.
Coat check.
He's the coat check guy.
Yeah. And Kevin from Chicago says, so two and Android can be together. Yay. Hmm. Together in Electric Dreams?
Aww.
Which is a reference. Dreams.
Why did two and an Android have to be together?
Why not, though?
Because they're best friends. In the other universe,
that's
the Android owes two her life, which they probably shared nanites orally.
Whoa.
Like by
kissing.
Kissing. Making okay. out.
By kissing.
That's how. That's yes. the other way that you share nanites.
Yep. So that, yes. Nope. Yes, that's an
little,
excited face.
Little Smiles 86 says, is it possible that the android may be the traitor, but she's unaware she's betrayed?
Ooh, I love
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
That's totally possible.
Possibly.
Yes.
If she's linked up to their matrix and then and aw, if it's stuff
red
goes
Android, maybe red android's the freaking traitor.
Yes.
Red Android.
Oh, Rebecca.
Nope. Both
ready.
Of you.
Ready.
Rebecca.
Or as Melosi would say, Randroid.
Randroid. Yeah, that one's yes. that one's pretty good.
I imagine that's what he sounds like.
Yes.
yes.
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to say about this episode, aside from the Yumbot, Justin Howell.
Third time you've said that.
Yeah. also, speaking of Anthony and his beautiful eyes, what were those stupid pants?
On three?
Anthony, yes. Sorry, three's stupid pants.
Anthony's pants.
What? You didn't like that sweet,
Anthony
sweet,
wore them there
zippery,
that day.
Snug, camo-y type
yeah.
pants?
Not a
come
pants.
On.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Okay. On that note, guys, thank you so much for joining us. You know where to find us next week, special time, September 6th at 9 p.m. That is a Tuesday, 9 p.m. Pacific time. I believe that's late as F East time.
Yes.
That's what that sounds like to me. But until then, you can find Tari J online.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tari J. It's TauriJay.
And Andrew Mena.
At Andrew Mena. AndrewMena.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm Yael Teagle. You can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And again, September 6th, Tuesday, 9 p.m. for more Dark Matter. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.